I'd invite folks to just take a comfortable position. Just stabilize your breathing for a little bit. Big breath in. A slow exhale. And then find your balance on your sits bones. That's the two bones, one in each butt cheek. You can balance on that. I find it's helpful to move back and forward to the side a little bit just to find what that middle point is. Then, once you've found that, take a moment for another breath, a deep inhale. And then an exhale. And now feel as if there was a string pulling you up, and the string connects with your head, the top of your head, about two-thirds of the way back on the top of your head, and it's just kind of pulling you upward. So there's a feeling that your spine and your shoulders are all just relaxedly hanging down from that. And tuck your chin just a tiny bit, just so that your neck extends a little bit and straightens a little bit. Place your tongue on the roof of your mouth, just behind your teeth. And relax your shoulders. Let your belly relax. You can have a feeling that your chest is proud and kind of almost lifting at a 45-degree angle, just a little bit, just to kind of further enhance the stability of your posture. And now return to that sits bones. Just make sure you're still comfortably positioned on it. Place your hands on your thighs, palms down, or in the meditation mudra, at your waist if you're more comfortable with that. You can cross your legs or just have them in a normal seating position. And now another deep breath. And you can take a moment to just appreciate the wholesomeness of how this all feels. It's useful to have a thought of committing to this practice, sort of committing to returning to your breath. Just that sense of, I'm here and I'm going to do my best. And now just stabilize your breathing. No, you don't have to do anything fancy with your breathing, just normal breathing. There's many, many forms of breath meditation. A simple one is to simply follow the in-breath. Then follow the out breath. And your mind will wander. And that's not a problem whatsoever. When you realize your mind has wandered, just label it thinking without any judgment, just with as much kindness as you can have, and just go back to the breath. So again, lots of kindness, lots of gentleness, no judgment. Just follow your breath. When you realize your mind has wandered, just come back to your breath. can have your eyes open. You can have them closed. You can experiment. Try not to fixate on an objective vision, but have a broad, soft gaze. Often looking down is helpful. And for those who want to try some Tonglen, I'll go through the instruction. And for those who don't want to, please do whatever you would like to do, including turning off the sound. So for the first step, having stabilized your breathing and your presence, now bring to mind something that gives rise to heart, that infuses your heart with compassion, with love. It can be an image, something that really fills your heart. And just soak in that experience of affection, of care, of connection. Just really let that infuse your being. Now, when you're ready, don't so much discard that as let that fade into the background. And as you breathe in, have a feeling of breathing in smoky, heavy, dark, challenging. And as you breathe that in on the in-breath, it comes into your heart center and you transmute it. You turn it into rays of light, cool, healing, quietly joyful, and you send those rays out. So on the in-breath, you bring in the heavy, the dense, and the dark. You transmute it in your heart, and you send out the light, the cooling, the healing, like a blessing, out into the world. Just stabilize that exchange. In-breath, transmute, out-breath. And now with that experience of love and compassion still in the background, echoing, come up with a memory of something or someone that happened recently. Doesn't actually have to be that recently, but something that was challenging, that was emotionally challenging, or you felt wronged or hard done by, or some situation that was interpersonal. Bring that to mind and feel into it. Feel the contours of your response to the situation. Feel where it landed in your body, how you held that. Let yourself touch the emotions that arose in that situation and that even now can arise within you. Just let yourself become familiar with the texture of that experience. Don't try to fix it, just experience it. And now what I want you to do is, when you breathe in, just as before you were bringing in darkness and sending out light, after you transmuted it, take the energy of that situation, those feelings, the sense of this and that, of right and wrong, all of those feelings, bring them in, let them come in, turn towards them and let them really penetrate. Let them come into your heart and then transmute in them in your heart and send out love, send out victory, send out success, send out all that you can possibly think of as good to that person, to that situation. So you're once again exchanging, you're bringing in the dark side, the challenge, the confusion, the pain. You're transmuting that in your heart into love, acceptance, care, perspective. There can be a healing quality to it. There can be a lightness and a color and a texture to it. So stabilize that exchange. Bring in the challenge, transmute it, Send out victory. Send out love. We're going to just do this for a few minutes. Just stabilize that. If your mind wanders, just come back to the practice. So now take that exchange, and rather than simply sending out those cooling rays, that love, the care, the magnanimity, sending it to the person or the people in your experience, send it out to all beings, knowing that these kinds of experiences are common, that misunderstandings, that conflict happens everywhere. And you're sending out joy, happiness, victory, soothing, healing to all beings. And you can do that in great like gradations of geography out from yourself, your home, your neighborhood, your country, or you can simply flash out to the entire universe, just however works best for you. Extend this out so that it's not just about a specific situation, but it's connecting with the vastness, like Manjushri's mind. Now, as I do a roll down on the gong, just let that whole thing dissolve and return to your meditation, to your breath meditation for the remainder of the session. All right, I believe that's the end of the meditation portion of this evening.